Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you mow your grass this weekend? And what time do you start mowing? If you mow on Saturday or Sunday, most people I know mow on the weekends because you don't really have time to deal with that during the week. But if you live in a neighborhood, some people will get out there at the crack of dawn and start mowing the grass.
You really have to wait until at least like after 9, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Most guys that I know don't like mowing that early in the morning
because it's still
wet and it gums up your mower. It's hard on your equipment when you do it. Now, the guys who, for instance, come out here and do our grass, mm-hmm. they're going to start at daylight because they got stuff to get done and they just have to do it. It's a have-to situation.
Yeah.
But if you're mowing your little postage stamp yard and edging and doing all the things that you do, do you really need to start at 7 o'clock in the morning mowing the grass? Now, I know a lot of people are like, this is my house and I bought this. I'll do what I want to do when I want to do it.
My land.
It's slightly obnoxious, though, isn't it, to start that early? Having motorcycles rip through early in the morning, you're like, come on, turn it down a notch.
Yeah.
Like assaulting my ears with that.
Yeah. What time do you normally start? If you do it on Saturday, some people do it on Saturday, some people do it on Sunday. I know a lot of people who say, well, I like to mow on Sunday because the yard stays nice, you know, during the week. So I had to just wait till like Sunday afternoon. And this weekend we had great weather. It was hot, but it was nice to be outside working this weekend.
I will say at our apartment complex, they got smart. They used to do mowing on Saturdays at like 8:30, 9 a.m. And all of a sudden that quit.
I wonder if there was a bunch of collective complaints that came roaring into the office.
There has to be. In my one apartment, because since I've moved out of my mom's house, I've been in apartments. And some of them have been homes that have been converted into apartments, so you still have the neighborhood feel. But the one space, you had a dumpster, and they would come empty the dumpster, and it was so obnoxious and loud. Yeah. And you're like, what? Why right now? And it was 7 a.m. on Saturday, and you're like, what? Why right now? Why do this right now? It's the one day I get to sleep in.
Because they got all a bunch of dumpsters to empty. And they got to get started early. That's why they do it. 680 Wolf, post it up if you want to. We want to know, when do you mow your yard? When is it okay? You said 9 o'clock on the Saturday.
I would think, yeah, like 9 or later.
All right. What about you?
Yeah, you guys are part of the weekend culture that I hate. I spent my life in the restaurant business. We all work weekends so you can enjoy weekends.
Right, you know?
I mean, you're doing stuff during the week when we're trying to sleep. So, I mean, you know, deal with it. They got to mow the grass. I mean, you know, and the garbage thing. Hell, the trash has to be emptied. You got to complain if it's not empty.
But see, you're part of that late night crew. We get up. I get up at 3:30 in the morning. You come stomping
Honey,
in at 11:30
at night. I got up at 2:30 in the morning to go to work. You know, I ran a pancake house and then Bojangles. I mean, you know, we're up when it's still, hell, other people just going to bed.
Just out of curiosity, when you ran a Bojangles, what time did you go in?
I had to be there at 4 most days.
Right.
So it's a hour, 45 minute to an hour drive, so I'm up at 2:30.
Ooh,
you guys are sleeping late compared to me.
All right, man. Well,
but
thanks.
But anyway,
thanks
I just
calling.
Thought I'd share that with you. You have a great day.
Honey, he got up at 2:30.
Honey.
He got up
honey,
at 2:30.
Honey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.